Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Dr. Jean Farish. Jean is a best-selling, award-winning author, a transformational author experience award winner, an educator, and a life care coach. Dr. Farish is also the founder and CEO of Life Care Wellness, PEP, for Angels, Inc., a nonprofit organization to enrich lives and service the community, with special emphasis on serving children who are hospitalized. She's also co-author with me of the new bestseller, My Joy Journal. Welcome, Jean. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, Vicki, it's such an honor to be on your show today. Thanks for having me.
So, Jean, for those that don't know you yet, can you share a little bit about your passion and purpose and how you came to all these wonderful achievements in life?
Well, Vicki, I love to share my passion and purpose. And, of course, as far back as I can remember, I've always had a desire to help others. And my passion and purpose was inspired by my education and career in the field of rehabilitation. And as a counselor educator, I found joy teaching students. And as a counselor practitioner and life care coach, seeing people thrive in the midst of the most challenging situations has been truly amazing and inspirational. And I really felt like I really made a difference. Helping was natural to me, and as I helped others, I helped myself. So actually, I really enjoy the experience of helping. Occasionally, while I'm out running errands, I'm approached by former students and clients who come up to me and thank me for helping them, and then they share a quote or a message that I gave them, so I find it quite humbling. So people now are really searching for inspirational messages and self-help materials to help them navigate life challenges, but we never know who we may touch or empower by sharing our gifts.
That is so beautiful and such a great contribution to the world. So tell us a little bit about how this converted to writing for you, how you started writing books to touch more people globally.
Well, Vicki, that's a great question. I'm really pleased to answer that. Well, throughout my academic career as an administrator and professor in higher education, writing academic articles and presenting papers and publishing was an expectation. However, my writing was transformed during my six-month service at University of Science Malaysia in Penang, where I served in the Division of Industry and Community Engagement. My assignment was to serve as primary writer for their book, Volunteerism in Malaysia, Fostering Civic Responsibility, working with the faculty and the staff. So not only was I transformed through the beauty, peace, and joy and the spiritual experiences during my tenure there, but writing about the university, community, and businesses uniting to create projects to serve the community was deeply inspirational, how they were creating food projects in remote villages and clean water projects for indigenous communities, educational projects for children in remote villages. And, of course, I volunteered a lot at the Little Reach Autistic Center for Children. So this actually changed my perspective, and my writing really became more transformative. I moved from more of an academic tone to a spiritual tone. And writing about this journey was the beginning of my transformational writing experience, sharing my own experiences while I was in Malaysia. And I call this my hero's journey. And this was the book where I won the Transformation Author Experience Writing Award. So it was here that I actually came to know myself in a different way, and my writing became more creative as well as my passion. So that's how I kind of got into it, and I actually started writing more and more, and I became free in expressing my thoughts and feelings, and it was an opportunity to share my gifts and talents in a different way.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So what inspires you to create? You know, sometimes as writers, we all get stuck. What do you find really inspirational?
Well, actually, Vicki, that's a great question because I find that through my challenges and also joyful experiences, I find it to be an opportunity for me to create and share. So I kind of channel that energy to more of a creative way of approaching things. I was inspired, for example, to create the Life Care Wellness Pep for Angels, a nonprofit organization with the emphasis on children hospitalized, and I designed two projects. One was the Pep for Angels Primetime Family Time Storytelling Series for the children, family, staff at Batson Children's Hospital last year, and now we have a new project that we're working on, the Pep for Angels Culture Arts Festival for the hospital. So I really enjoy being creative. It is an opportunity to enrich lives, to serve the community, to do my part to uplift humanity and actually leave my footprint on the world as such. And writing for me actually comes quite naturally. When I'm in that creative flow, I can write all day. And as I move through life experiences and encounters during the day, I may be inspired to write about something that captures my attention that I may view on a deeper level. So I love the power of self-expression and freedom through writing.
So even though it comes easy to you, have you faced any challenges with your writing?
Well, of course, Vicki. I have faced challenges, and I'm willing to share those. Sometimes I have a chance to just sit down, and I say, well, maybe I want to write something today, and I feel blocked. And when I'm not in the flow and nothing comes, I've learned to just be patient with myself. When I'm inspired to write, nothing stops me. So when I feel stuck, I just kind of do something different, maybe connect with nature, take walks, sit in my sacred space, or just have fun with no obligation to writing. And then it seems to flow. And also moving past fear and judgment of myself, of how others will think of me or how they may judge me, was a concern initially, but being in a community of writers really helped me release that fear. Also, to stay inspired and write with an open heart, that's essential. So I let my writing do its work and reach who it needs to reach. How do you know who you touch, who may be going through a similar experience, who needs to hear that inspirational message? Because life experiences and challenges are universal to us all.
That is so true. Absolutely. So do you have any favorite little tips you can share with us?
Oh, of course. I love to share the favorite tips. I have about six of those. One is keeping a journal because it sets the tone for your experiences. It shows how far you have progressed, and it captures sparks of inspiration for writing. And I keep journals like on my writing desk, my nightstand, in my car because sometimes I'm inspired to just write, or maybe at night when I have a dream or maybe an awakening thought, I have to capture that or lose it. So it helps me keep in touch with my feelings, and it is a great tool to more or less move toward writing as you're inspired. Also, to create a sacred space for writing. Like I have a writing desk that includes my favorite things that give me joy, such as my Expert Insights medallion, Chinese calligraphy brushes, inspirational photos from my travel. My desk space is a large window where I can really connect with nature and connect with my inner self. Also, practice being present so you won't miss your messages. Practice stillness and give yourself quiet time to listen to that internal guidance. Connect with a community of writers and publishing experts like yourself, and take advantage of those mentorship programs and publishing opportunities. Being affiliated with Expert Insights Publishing has been one of the most valuable opportunities in my writing career, including attending your workshops and co-authoring best-selling books. And most importantly, don't give up and find your joy. If this is your passion, just write. You know, Rumi says, what you seek is seeking you. And Lao Tzu quotes, the journey of 1,000 miles begins beneath one's feet. So stay the course, stick with it, and take that next step forward. Share your work with others. read other people's work. I have a transformational writing class enrichment course that I offer, and in this class the students bring their own collection of stories and poetry and all of their writing material, and we give feedback on what makes a great story or enhance their poetic voice. So stay the course. Those are the tips.
That's wonderful, really wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, you
Thank
approached
you.
Me about us putting together the book, My Joy Journal, which is really intended for children, but it's specifically intended for children who are hospitalized or ill, but it can certainly be used by all children brilliantly. And tell me a little bit about what you hope the parents reading to the children and the children reading this wonderful little book will take away.
Well, Vicki, that's a great question. First, to help children find their joy each day, whether they're in the hospital, whether they're in school or at home or any setting. Also, to provide a sacred space for children to capture their thoughts and their experiences and the opportunity to share it with others, to encourage the freedom of expression. Who knows, there may be writers in that bunch. And also, it offers encouraging thoughts to make children more self-aware and to become more in control and find that joy in their daily life experience.
Oh, I love it, and I share that aspiration with you. So, you know, Jean, when you're looking at the body of your work and the books that you've written, My Joy Journal, which is wonderful, and I was so thrilled to be a part of that with you, when you look at all of the different accomplishments, and if you were looking at it almost like a legacy and how you would like to have that impact the world, what would that look like for you?
Oh, Vicki, that's a great question. I think during my career in rehabilitation, I focused a lot on adults. And now I really find the need to focus and serve more with the children, especially children who are hospitalized. I like to leave a legacy, leave my own footprint on the world for making a contribution to make children more self-aware, to contribute to their healing, to contribute to their opportunity to create dialogue and share challenging life experiences with others, to chart their progress, and just find joy in their daily life experiences. So I look at this book as a legacy for memorable moments for parents and children as well. It encourages art, writing, and insightful thoughts that can be shared with people close to the child or even in groups, which can promote healing. So when we uplift others, we uplift humanity. So hopefully this will change the world. And my philosophy is each one, reach one, teach one. And that if each child or parent reads the book, they can pass it on and share the joy with others.
Oh, Jean, I love it. And I love spending time with you. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today. I would love for our listeners to be able to connect with you and draw more wisdom. Is there a place online, a site or something where they might be able to do that?
Oh, yes, Vicki. I invite listeners to visit my website for more resources and information. And also, I have a blog on that website as well. My website is www.jeanfarishjourney.com.
Oh, that's fabulous. Jean, thank you so much for being with us. It's just treasured time spent with you.
Well, Vicki, thanks again for having me on your show, and much gratitude to you for your selfless service in transforming the people you touch. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, all of you out there listening. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and community, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.